don't know. What do you want to do, Chuckaroo?
I don't know. There's lots of neat stuff to do at the park when you're with your bestest friend. We could
play Explorers? Oh, that's just what I was thinking, too. We could boldly go where no baby's ever gone before. And maybe even climb on some rocks.
That sounds kind of scary.
Nah, it's just an adventure, Chucky.
Adventure? That's what you called it yesterday when you got me to play roller coaster by hanging on to Spike's tail while he ran across the yard.
You didn't like that?
No. So I was thinking today maybe we could pick some campy lions and find a nice bug to talk to.
Gee, Chucky, that doesn't sound like much fun when you got the whole wide world to play in.
Well, I want to have a nice day at the park, and I can if I'm being all scared of stuff.
Well, I want to have a fun day at the park, and I can if I'm just sitting around picking dandelions.
Uh-oh. I think somebody's got their diapers in a bunch.
Rocks.
Dandelions.
Rocks.
Dandelions.
Rocky.
Dandelions.
You got to help us decide. Play on the rocks
or big dandelions?
I know. Let's spit on the dirt. Then we can play with the ants when they come out and get a drink.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we just shouldn't play together today.
Maybe you're right, Tommy.
Well, I guess this is goodbye-bye.
Yep. I guess so.
Well, now, hey, I just happen to have brought my souvenir deck from our Vegas trip. How about a little game of five-card stud there, Hotshot?
Well, why not? Oh, can I shuffle?
Knock yourself out.
This is exactly what I wanted to do. I don't need Tommy to have fun. I can walk on the nice, safe grass, and then I can smell the nice, safe flowers, and I can look up at the nice, safe sky. Hello. Nothing scary anywhere. Ah! I thought you was a monster or something.
That's what I thought, too. I'm Freddy.
Hi, Freddy. I'm Chucky.
I got a nice spot here by the tree. You want to sit with me?
Well, I was going to pick some dandelions.
We could do that. As long as we're careful not to get any stuck up our nose.
I never thought of that. Thanks.
I guess it's a good thing Chucky didn't come with me, or else I'd probably never be on this rock. Just wish I had someone to explore with, though.
Hey, you gonna jump or what?
Huh?
Hi, I'm Samantha, but everyone calls me Sam. Are you gonna jump?
Sure. Wow, that was some good jumping.
Anybody can jump off a baby rock. I know where there's even bigger ones and some tree branches we can swing from and even a cave.
You mean you're not too scared?
Me? I'm not scared of nothing. Come on, let's go.
Oh, forgot any more spit.
I know. Let's go to the water fountain. We can get a drink and spit it in the bucket.
Yeah, you're thinking, Lillian.
And how about the monsters that live under the bed?
Oh, yeah. I'm scared of those. And how about the dentist and the hair cutter bag?
Uh-huh. I've fallen down the drain.
Uh-huh. And clouds and the guy on the oatmeal bar.
The bowl. You gotta be real careful around oatmeal.
You do? Oh, great. You mean now I even gotta be scared of breakfast?
Score, Sam! That was the bestest game I ever scored!
I went in one yesterday that was lots bigger and darker. That's where I got, this boo-boo.
Oh, you sure got lots of boo-boos.
Yep, I got this one when my mommy told me not to pull on the lampshade, and I did it anyway. And this one's when my daddy said not to climb on the table, and I did it anyway. And then there's...
One time, I told Angelica to go away.
Hey, look at that mud puddle!
I know! Let's pretend that's an ocean and we're pirates!
Pretend it's for Freddy Cat. Let's jump in and see how deep it is! Geronimo! Hey! We can see the whole park from that rock! Come on!
I don't know. It looks pretty high up.
Don't worry, Tommy. I got these.
Look! Some aunties came for a drink.
This ought to get us a Brazilian of them.
Look at all the high still. Aren't they pretty?
Sand lizards!
Go in your pockets to eat that linty stuff? Then, when you reach your hand in...
I don't want to know! Yeah.
Maybe the safest thing to do is just sit here.
Wait a minute. First you tell me my oatmeal's good to eat me, and I believe you because, you know, well, that can happen. But sand lizards, I may need a bazillion sandboxes, except, well, for that one time at Angelica's when Fluffy thought it was a big poop box. I've never been as scared of a sandbox in my whole life. I mean, you can't be afraid of everything, Fred. I mean, you gotta do something. Sometime.
Hi, Chucky. Look, we got him our ants all wet.
You can't put water on ants! It makes them gigantic!
But we better do something, Tommy.
You mean together?
Yeah.
Chucky.
Hey, I got an idea. Phil and Lil, you get on the teeter tooter, and Tommy can climb up the other end.
Great idea, Chucky. Chucky, you got to get on too. For today.
Well, I want to play with somebody. Hey, kid, did you ever jump in a mud puddle?
But what about the mud people?
Oh, look, Daddy, another full home.
10 games in a row. Dog, give me the baby. You play solitaire. Crying out loud.
You know, Chucky, I guess bestest friends don't have to always like the same stuff. I think me being me and you being you is just perfect.
Now, Tommy, that's just what I was thinking, too.
Hey, that's one of my aunts.
It's not, Philip.
It's Julia.
Putting up the new Alexander Caldwell Mobile today.
You're gonna love it, Dilster. It's just like the one in your crib, except that's lots, lots bigger.
But we're not going just for Dil. According to my latest Lipschitz newsletter, a trip to the art museum helps to broaden children's multicultural perspective by teaching them to see themselves in the art.
Uh-huh. Can we go to a toy store?
Did my mommy say we was gonna see ourselves in some art?
I think so. Who's art?
My mommy says our drawings is art. And Dirty puts them on the Frigidator.
I never seen myself on the Frigidator.
I saw myself in a mirror one time. Or maybe that was Lillian.
No, that was you.
Why was I wearing a ball?
Maybe you wanted to look beautiful that day.
Oh, yeah.
Idea, Grandpa. Let's go back to that army circus store you always take us to and buy more stuff for your fallen shelter.
Not today, Angelica. I've been looking forward to this little outing. Always been partial to art museums. At least ever since a certain Parisian named Fifi helped me hide out in the Louvre for 15 days when I was working for the French Underground. Now, that was back in 1947.
I don't see myself in this picture.
Well, they'll be raising the mobile in just half an hour.
So what do you say, Pop? Want to hang out in the modern art section till it goes up?
Actually, I was thinking of taking an audio tour.
Okay, Pop. Just be back in half an hour.
Come on, Angelica. This will be very educational.
Neither.
I saw a bug that looked like that one time after I fell on him.
Stu, can you keep an eye on the kids? I'm gonna have to keep Dil busy.
Sure, Deed.
Excuse me. My friend and I are having a debate about the meaning of that piece.
What, this? I think it means somebody forgot their lunch.
Somebody forgot their... Yes, yes, that's it exactly. Forgive me, sir, you must be an art connoisseur.
Me?
Would you mind giving us a few pointers?
Well, I don't really know anything about the... Sure, why not?
Dagnabbit, I thought she was gonna take us on the audio tour. Two bits down the drain. Well, where shall we start? Looks like a good spot. Here we go. As far back as 3500 B.C., the ancient Sumerians mastered irrigation and flood control. Oh, boy. A fertile oasis among an otherwise parched land. The water...
There must be something fun to do around here.
Okay, people. I need to have everybody's complete and undivided attention before we begin the tour. That's better. Now follow me.
Started.
started on what, Angelica?
I'm taking you lucky babies on the Angelica Pickles World of Art Tour. Now let's go.
Come on, guys. Maybe we can find ourselves in the picture in those other rooms.
I'll bet I'm in more pictures than you, Lillian.
I was thinking maybe I'd just stay here and...
Are you babies coming or not?
Or maybe I'll go too.
Who the heck are you?
We thought you told us to follow you, Mrs. Dice Solar Person.
I can get used to this place. All right, everybody listen up. This is the bust of Queen Queen Angelica, wife of so on and so forth, and she was really, really beautiful. She was so beautiful that, they couldn't stop talking about her and making
that
pictures and statues.
That statue doesn't look like Angelica
and
to me.
Closer,
I guess she's seen herself in there somewhere.
They both got big mouths.
Every girl.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, over here. I think I find it myself in this story.
What story?
The one on this big flower pot. Once upon a time, there was a king with a funny hat.
It's King Kami.
And one day, two friends came to see him. And they went to see their other friend, who was part people and part doggy.
Arf! Arf!
Part doggy? Get me out of here!
I was just trying to see us in the art, Chucky.
Well, I don't want to see myself in there, especially if I can't be all people.
I do. I want to be part reptar.
I want to be part reptar, too.
You could be reptar's butt.
Okay.
Hey, you babies are slowing down the tour. Let's go.
Hey, Angelica, what's this one called?
You babies are never going to learn anything if you keep asking questions. This picture is called The Garden of Earthworm Delights. It's not a very good picture, because I'm not in it. Now, if you'll go to my left, we have some nice pictures of me wearing hats.
Lillian, look! There we are!
Where?
There!
And look! There's Chucky!
Hey!
Which I think unequivocally sums up the anti-postmodern significance of this so-called blank wall.
Stew!
This place is great, Deed. You don't need to know anything about modern art to be an expert on it.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, honey. Now, where are the kids? The mobile's going up in 10 minutes.
The kids? Oh, right. I'm sure they're right away. I'll be right back.
Ah, Fifi.
Sorry, Chucky, that kind of picture looked like you.
Oh, great. First Tommy thinks I'm part doggy, and then you guys say a goat's eating me. Well, I don't want to see myself in any of these dumb old pictures.
Hey, that statue reminds me of when Chucky got potty trained.
I bet you can see yourself in this, huh, Chucky?
No, I don't like to go potty when I'm naked. And I sure wouldn't want to do it out here where everybody can see me.
Hey, hurry up, you snowpokes. I got a lot of art to talk about.
Okay, people, now follow me.
There they are. Tommy! Hey!
Sorry, sir. I have 22 more centuries to cover before closing time. Let's go, people!
And this is a Picasso called... Ta-da! Portrait of Angelica!
That's supposed to be a person?
I think she's gonna throw up.
I think she already throwed up.
Hey, guys! Guys, I did it! I found a picture of me!
What? This picture?
The
This is exactly how I felt that time I got my head stuck in that sock. And then when I saw that mean old bluebird on the way to Tommy's house. And then when I got attacked by that giant dust bunny.
You're right, Chucky. This is the perfect picture of you.
Okay, Frank. It's time to raise that mobile. Start the winch.
And this concludes the Angelica Pickles World of Art Tour.
Thank you, and come again.
Young lady, did you lead all these children away from their parents?
Don't worry, Deed. I found them. Deed?
Are you all right?
That was just brilliant.
Totally avant-garde, man.
That's my boy.
Whoa. Hey, whoa.
Look, guys, I can see my dad in that art.
Whoa, I see it too.
Whoa.
I think it looks more like Spike.
Hey, anybody want to play art museum over there?
Yeah, hey, come on, let's go.
Little-known fact, before they came up with SquarePants, there were other considerations. SpongeBob Lucky Pants, SpongeBob Puppy Pants, SpongeBob Frenchy Pants. They considered SpongeBob Doggy Pants, SpongeBob No Pants, even SpongeBob Rough Pants.
What color is my underwear?
Thousands of names later, they came up with SpongeBob SquarePants. And the rest was history. This little-known fact is brought to you by Nicktoons Network, where you can watch SpongeBob weekdays at 10, not just cartoons, Nicktoons.